it for right now? Let's go get Crunchwraps then. What are we doing?
Oh,
what
we could get them now. Hey, seriously, after this, I want one. I still want. I'm actually still on. I could have woofed like four of those sandwiches. Oh, I got this all on camera.
Oh no.
Oh, I guess maybe we'll start the episode with this, guys. We wanted to try. Disneyland now has in Fantasyland. And Fantasyland is the place for this.
Yeah, yeah. The Rose Red Tavern.
Yeah, Red Rose Tavern.
Red Rose, like.
Rose Red is like a character.
Yeah, the Rule of Rose Tavern.
Yeah, yeah, Rule of Rose Tavern. They have their own version of Taco Bell's Crunchwrap.
Yes.
Of course it would be in Fantasyland, because that is a fantasy to have a Crunchwrap in Disneyland.
Except they have like, it's like cheeseburger and chicken and stuff like that. So
probably stuff they already have around.
Yes.
But hey, I'm not.
I'm down.
I'm not hating.
I'm down.
But it's a later menu, so it's like after, I think it is 4 p.m.
Yeah, I think so too.
But it doesn't make sense, because we were here at 2 p.m. and wanted one.
So I had to get a cheeseburger flatbread.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so we found another thing to eat cheeseburger, other than a cheeseburger. But anyway, we couldn't get that. So as soon as this episode's over, we're getting the Crunchwrap. Don't even worry about it.
we're covered.
I'm sure we'll tweet our thoughts on it or whatever. Welcome to another Creepy Old Crypt.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we did one.
Like in the park and stuff like that. Yeah, I can't remember last episode was in the park.
Yeah. I really don't know.
We did that the Downtown Disney one with Johnny. Was that it?
Mm.
I can't remember.
It might be that.
It might be that one.
That might be the last. Wow, that was a while ago.
It was a while ago. But we're back in the park.
We're back in the park. And we're doing... We realized that a type of episode we like to do a lot, and give us your feedback what you like
more. Yeah, yeah.
There's episodes where we cover a very specific thing.
Like a land or a ride.
Yeah, like,
ride.
Oh, Adventureland. But then there's ones where we like rank our favorite stuff or... And I feel like those episodes gives us an opportunity to talk passionately about things we like.
Yeah.
Versus just, you know, oh, when it's Adventureland, okay, we have to cover this, we have to cover that.
Yeah.
It's more what we want to cover. So let us know in the comments, what kind of episodes do you like
style?
The most?
What format?
Would you rather us stick to a location and talk about that, or talk about our favorite stuff kind of thing? Or sometimes least favorite.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, things we don't. You know, we thought sucked or something. I'm seeing stormtroopers walk by, but we're in Frontierland, but the transition to Galaxy's Edge is way back there.
It's like just an angle, and there's Galaxy's Edge right there. You see some stormtroopers, and then there's Big Thunder right here.
Yeah. But the transition is, they did a great job.
Yeah, if you have to stand here, but you're coming around, you can't see both at the same time.
Yeah. And we want to make a promise to those watching this episode. The reason we did it over here is this week's episode is about our favorite details in the park.
Yeah, little things that you might overlook.
Yeah, in theme parks. Not necessarily this theme park.
Yeah.
Just all of them.
Yeah.
Our favorite overlooked details, and we thought, oh, it'd be fun to do it here because there's a great detail over here. When they built this transition area, it uncovered an old mule trail that used to be here in the 50s.
Yeah.
That hasn't been, people haven't been able to walk up to this
in a long time.
At least 60 years.
Yeah.
And there is a fake horse right there.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, that's a great Disney.
We'll get in the shot.
That's a great theme park detail. We should put that in the background.
Yeah.
But the angle, there's just no place to put the camera that isn't going to block people and mess things up.
Yeah.
So, you're at an angle you can't see the horse, but we're going to promise you when this episode ends, you're going to see a horse.
Yeah, you're not leaving this place horseless.
Yeah, like, that horse right there. I mean, it is like...
Yeah.
And you know what I realized about the horse?
What?
The horse is the white of the eyes and dark within. Kevin and Rachel just finished Twin Peaks. So the entire drive up here,
we just talked about that.
And so if anybody at any point goes, got a light, you know what we're talking about.
Well, we're near an old smoking area, so that's probably going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. So... The old Frontierland smoking area was there. So we may get a return of the famous Creepy Old Crypt catchphrase.
Yeah, of like,
can I smoke here?
No, you can't smoke anywhere in Disneyland.
Nowhere in Disneyland.
Not a single place.
We still get comments that say that about... somebody's messaging me right now about, I have a Severance, the show.
Oh,
I have a theory and I forgot to share it with you guys.
Okay.
and someone is messaging me about it right now.
Yeah.
My Apple Watch started going, and I thought somebody died or my heart was going to explode, but it was somebody's messaging me about the theory. So I'll share it after the show.
Afterwards.
But anyway, enough about that. but yeah, we're talking about our favorite theme park details, but I thought maybe before we get to that, we do want to maybe talk about some of the recent news. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
In the theme park sense, and people are always like, "Oh, what's your take on this? What's your take on that?" So maybe we can cover that first.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even trying to think. Again, we do this show completely conversationally.
Yeah.
I don't have like a ton of notes here or anything.
Yeah. We just kind of, just as if we just sat down and started talking, we just happened to turn the camera on.
Yeah. So, the things that pop into mind most recently are, you know, they finally gave a date to, in Florida, they're closing Muppet Vision.
Which I think is a bummer.
Muppet Vision 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah, super bummed about that. They keep dropping hints that, oh, we're going to preserve the experience. But what does that mean? Like
a video somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, it's already been preserved. There's YouTube videos of it. Like,
yeah. But I wonder, I have a theory that I haven't heard anyone else share.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if anyone out there agrees with me. But they said, we've been working with the Jim Henson Company to preserve this Muppet Vision 3D experience since the attraction's closing in Florida. And it's the last thing Jim Henson worked on. I wonder if the timing is working out where we already talked about, we visited Jim Henson Studios and they're moving.
Yes.
What if they were moving somewhere where they were able to show a 3D movie?
Yeah.
And maybe from now on, that's something preserved at Jim Henson's studio.
That'd be cool.
It was the last thing he worked on.
Yeah, if they had that all there, so you can go and see it.
Like, Disney could donate that to them. Like, I mean, you know, hey, this was meaningful to Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Here it is. And you could, from now on, go, because they sell, you can, again, we did it. Like, you can buy a ticket to a show there and see the studios.
Yeah.
What if they jazzed that up wherever they're moving it to and made it a more premium experience? Hey, you go see that movie. They've got this, they got that.
Totally.
That sounds like something they might do.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I have a theory maybe
that would be so cool.
It would be in their best interest to preserve that.
I want the preservation just to be, put that show somewhere else. And have it so you can see it.
Because I just remember there was talk at one point at Disney World about even the Carousel of Progress. It was like, hey, the Walt Disney family is all invested in this show because they know that was Walt's favorite show.
Yeah.
And there were attempts made, low-key, for them to move that show to the Walt Disney Family Museum.
Yeah.
And then when they got into cost, it was like, oh, that ain't happening. Yeah. But I know that was a discussion at one point. I feel like it would be so much easier to do that with Jim Henson. It's like, yo, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Just play the movie, you know? I wonder if that's possible.
I would be really, really stoked if that were.
Although it would be a bummer to not have all the little animatronic penguins and stuff like that.
Yeah. But they could still have, like, I mean, I don't think that is going to be as intensive as it to move than, like, say, an entire carousel
attraction
show
and stuff like that.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So we'll see.
I'm curious what people out there think, but it's going to close in June. I think I'm going to attempt to go before it closes.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that and visit, you know. I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
But I want to try to maybe make an attempt.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure if it's possible or what. But I would like to go before it closes.
Yes.
And they also announced they're closing Tough to Be a Bug, that show.
Yeah.
But that's like in a few weeks.
Yes.
So I don't think I'm making it there for that.
But no.
We went the last time we went.
Yeah, we went on did we go on it just once or a couple times? I can't remember.
It was a couple times.
I can't remember.
Either way, I feel like I'm good on that.
Yes, I'm good on that too.
Hopefully the Zootopia thing is even better.
Yeah.
That's not so beloved to me. Like, I said my goodbye to that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Dinosaur is open for like another year.
Yeah, the dinosaur area in Animal Kingdom is cleared out, but that ride is staying
for a bit, which is fine. That's the best thing in that whole area.
I know some people, and again, this may be wishful thinking. I know some people online that are convinced that what's up? There was a ball mishap. It's been resolved. But there are people I know who are convinced that Disney is going to forget about that. That it's going to stay the dinosaur ride. Because they're still, like, they're putting the construction of it into... They want to change it into an Indiana Jones ride. Yeah. But there's still kind of been no more word on it. It's still going to be the dinosaur ride for another year at least.
Yeah.
That I know a lot of people that are like, yeah, this is going to, like, go by the wayside.
And it's going to be like, oh, that was cut from the whole new land.
Yeah.
Just going to keep a dinosaur.
Like, because they're doing it in phases, but it's like, even Epcot had a million phases, and most of them got forgotten.
Yes,
Most of them never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think there's a lot of people I know who are like, they bulldozed that whole dinosaur area around the ride. That's going to be a South America area.
Yeah.
That's going. They're moving dirt on that. Yeah. So that's already happening. And then Indiana Jones is supposed to be phase two. Let's see if that happens.
Yeah.
Because also, like, that movie didn't do very well. The last Indiana Jones movie bombed.
No. And I'm sure this was planned way before that even came out.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like a year or two goes by, it's easy to just go, eh.
Keep it as is.
Yeah. And maybe the whole land changing will bring new life to that dinosaur ride.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that dinosaur ride is good enough. It doesn't need to...
No, it's a great ride.
You can keep it as is.
Super good ride.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've also, again, they've been polishing up a lot of stuff on the ride.
A lot of animatronics are being fixed.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Ones that were missing for a long time, right? Yeah, yeah. They're back in there.
Yep.
I just have a feel... I don't know. It just seems like they're giving a lot of love to a ride that's going to be gone soon.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that happened.
They announced that I don't think we talked about this even on a podcast or something, but the Star Cruiser got, like, official confirmation that they're turning it into Imagineering offices.
Yes.
But not a confirmation of it's being gutted and they're turning it into offices, or they're just making those areas offices.
Yeah, it's not clear. And I get the impression, but again, I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
But I get the impression it's temporary.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they're working on a Monsters, Inc. land for...
And all this Encanto stuff we just talked about.
Yeah.
All that kind of
that
stuff.
They're in unprecedented expansion right now that they're probably... Yo, here's a great place. Easy place to post up. Cool location to work. You know, I don't know if that means it's going to be like that forever, but man... Bummer though. I want to go in there.
Dude, I want to work at an office. I need to become an Imagineer.
Yeah.
So I can work in the rooms there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Just for that, and then I'll quit.
Yeah.
Just before we were in here, just before we hit record.
Yeah.
Actually, we were recording, but we were testing
doing mic test.
Yeah, but someone from Disney literally walked up. As we were setting
thought
up here.
We were in trouble again.
We thought it was another camera in the trash can incident.
Yeah.
And they walked up and they introduced themselves. They knew who we were or at least who I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause and then they said they watched the room stream where I was where I was trapped in the room at Mega 64. I could not believe that, but they're friends with our friend Guy whatever. But anyway, they introduced themselves. We weren't in trouble. They were super nice. Very, very,
very
nice person.
Very nice.
So now that's our goal is we've met them. How do we, I'm sure they're going to be working in that office.
Yeah,
how do we go?
How do we get in?
So shout out, you know, I'm not going to name them, but if you are watching this, we just said hi to you. Get us into the Star Cruiser office. We're not going to leak secrets.
No.
We're just going to sit there.
We already know what it looks like, so let's just see.
We're going to sit there and be chill. You know? Why not?
I'm not going to take any photos. We'll take photos.
Yeah, we'll take no videos, though. We'll take videos. Yeah, never mind. Okay, you don't want us in there. Never mind. I feel like I took so many pictures and videos when we stayed there.
Yeah.
I don't need to take any now. But the fact they're going to be offices, I'm curious who's going to be working in the room that we stayed in.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they only knew the four grown men that stayed in that one one room, you know, and someone's going to be working from
that room.
And I made a little snack cubby.
You did.
And
you
someone's going to be working there.
Yeah,
I had a little snack corner in my area.
Yeah.
I wish we could do that again, man. That was so the Star Wars hotel was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
I would definitely be bankrupt or on the street if we did it again. But the experience would be fun.
I still have snacks for, like, the branded snacks. I still have them just in a box.
Really?
They're like Rice Krispie treats. And,
wow,
and like
I didn't bring any. You know what?
It's probably, it's stale.
The cookies, no. Yeah. The cookies with the logo on them. I saved a bunch of those, and then by the end of our Disneyland trip after, or like, I think even the plane home, I was like, I ain't saving these, and I ate them all on the plane. I got some.
I may only have one. I don't remember.
Okay.
But
I still have.
I have the popcorn they handed out, I think.
I think,
because it made my whole bag smell like buttered popcorn.
I still have the Dharma Initiative vitamin water from 2010.
From that
last event we went to. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's changed colors a bit.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And then I have Metal Gear Mountain Dew. Those are the only food items I think I've saved.
I save a lot of weird drinks and stuff like that.
Do you think that Mountain Dew would taste good?
It would taste of something. I don't know if it would be good.
Not good.
But
metal?
Like, we'll get to the episode at some point. But yeah. You should have seen how comically packed we were flying out of that Star Cruiser trip, leaving, because we had so many lightsabers and shields and
stuff my God,
to get home.
Yeah. That we had weapons. We were armed to the teeth. What was I say? Oh, so anyway, that's going to be offices, so we'll see what happens with that. I hope they do more. I still would love for it to be like a dinner show or something.
I would
like
love
that.
For that.
There was something that I was really mad about. Oh. So, just in the last couple days, they did get approval on, they got permits.
From, like, the water something.
To do in Disney, again, in Disney World. This is all Disney World stuff. To bulldoze the Rivers of America to build that Cars Land thing over there. I think that is so sick.
It's such a sadness.
That will make the park worse.
Yeah.
And again, I always see people going, well, how often do you go on Tom Sawyer Island? Well, how often were you go? It's not about it being a ride, bro.
Or something, a huge people eater. Like, it's just there to create ambiance.
It enriches the park by being there.
Yeah.
Dummy. And sorry to get rude about that. But I've been seeing the most, I don't know how else to word this. The most Disney bootlicker tweets.
Yeah.
About, like, I think it's good. They're bulldozing the thing. I want to go on the Cars ride. Well, they have a million places they could build it.
I do too. Yeah. But I don't want it there.
Yeah. That ride could be dope.
Yeah.
But they have all this expansion. They have room to expand. Mm. They're going the cheap route. Oh, again, I said this on a Creepy Old Crypt in the last few months in our studio. I said, if the ride isn't a Lightning Lane, like, money maker thing, they don't care about it. And having the river with a boat and all that stuff that they get nothing out of other than it runs all day, it's just a money move to bulldoze that.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, we need that land. Yeah. They don't. They have room.
Yeah.
And it's so messed up that we're losing, to me, what makes the Disney parks as iconic as they are. It's a few things. It's a lot of things, but it's not just the castle. It's also, they all have a body of water and they all have whatever. And, like, bro, Magic Kingdom is going to be just a flat concrete place.
Yeah.
You want that? Like, you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not, it's so wrong. Whatever. We already covered that.
But
I don't mean to repeat myself
again.
But
then it officially got, like, okay, they got the permits to do it. And it's like,
oh. Yeah, they did. I'm still hearing rumors that there's a lot of argument behind the scenes on if they should do it or not.
Yeah.
But I think that is so gross. But like I said, even grosser are these tweets. I haven't seen. I'm really sorry if I'm talking about you, the viewer. But I these tweets I've been seeing are like deranged, where it's like people like there's people who are fans of Disney.
Yes.
And then above, Disney parks. And then there's people who, might be a little more than usual, like, whoa, you are really okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
You're really a fan. Like, they get involved in everything.
Yes.
Okay. Super fan. Mm-hmm. But then there's, like, a whole other genre where it's, like, they almost cackle at the old stuff getting bulldozed. Like, more.
All the old stuff.
They almost get a sick satisfaction out of seeing people's favorite stuff go away.
Yeah.
And what I kept seeing was people comparing this to, if they got rid of Rafiki's if they got rid of this restroom, people would suddenly say that's their favorite thing. It's really not comparable. This isn't about like, oh, my favorite place to eat is getting bowled down. Yeah. It's literally the scenery of the park.
Yeah, the centerpiece of that area.
It's the ambiance of the park.
Yeah.
That's what's at stake here, not like my favorite ride.
Yes.
You know, this is a very different situation, but there's people who kind of cackle at, I remember somebody made an article once about like, oh, I'm glad they haven't messed with the Carousel of Progress because they'd probably turn it into some Marvel thing.
Mm.
And then there were those people commenting like, I hope they do. I hope my whole family would rather see Ant-Man than go to the thing. And I think it's lame that people want to it's not even just like, oh, I don't mind if they do that. Yeah. That's one thing. If you don't, that's your take. Yeah. That's fine. But it's almost like I hope. Bulldoze it all and start over. Where it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
There's something sick going on here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if anybody was offended by my rant, let me know in the comments. Seriously, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. Yeah. Yuck anyone's yum, as we say.
Yeah, not at all.
But to me, there's just varied levels. There's levels of I'm saddened by this. Then there's I'm okay with this. And again, that's fine. That's your take.
Yeah.
But then there's like a sick, like, good they're getting rid of it. I'm happy that you all of you cry. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, this tribalism thing, I don't know. It's theme parks, dude. I don't know. Yeah. We're just bummed it's not going to be scenically as cool. And it's something that's been there 50
for
almost 60 years.
Yeah. A long time.
Yeah.
And it's a feeling. It gives you a nice, like, the area. It adds to the area so much.
You're going to be in Frontierland and be face-to-face with Mater.
Yeah.
Versus like a river and all these things that made the park nostalgic. And I don't mean nostalgia like my childhood nostalgia. I mean like they built the parks they built it on nostalgia in a romantic sense.
Yeah.
Where it's meant to evoke.
Remember the old West.
These classic scenes and scenery and whatever. And that's what we're talking about here, is that that's going to get flattened to have a ka-chow, again, that ride could be dope, but they don't have to build it there.
No,
they could
do it
anywhere else.
They have plenty of options.
Tons of room.
And I think it's already been built to have stuff on it there, so it's cheaper than turning swampland into usable land. And they're like, no, you can afford that. You can afford to turn that into something you can use.
They're out to kill anything that's just upkeep.
Yep.
Oh, we have to upkeep it? Oh, we'll get rid of it. Then we don't have to do upkeep. Bro, we're paying you so much money.
Yeah.
You got it. You got the money.
Yep.
You can afford it. We got you. You know, it's not cheap to come here. I think you can upkeep the river that's been there for 50 plus years. Yeah. Thanks.
Yep.
It's so sick. The whole thing is so for the wrong reasons. Not a creative reason at all. It's a sick, bad reason.
Yeah. So we need to get more people on rides, so we gotta have more rides.
It's so gross.
Yeah,
so sorry I'm ranting about it again, but we'll keep you updated. I hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But the permits are clear.
Yes.
Are clear on it.
But
and it sucks because there are people reaching out to like the government over there, like hey, don't let this happen.
Yeah.
But it also sucks because there's way worse things happening right now that we need to reach out to the government about, and it's just like, I know it's just a theme park, but it sucks. But there are worse atrocities happening, I guess, right now.
Definitely.
So it's hard to know what to do. But anyway,
but on the flip side, Disney World's also, for some reason, getting a lot of things put back in terms of effects.
So that's
thing
I wanted to talk about.
Old stuff that hasn't been there or worked for years.
Yes. In case people haven't noticed this. This has been very low key.
Yeah.
But what I heard is that there is someone that got hired at Disney World who their task is basically, your job is to go into all these rides and start finding, there are effects in Disney World rides that haven't been on in 20 years.
So
or, you know, oh, that effect broke in the 90s, yeah, and they never fixed
so
it.
Long,
oh,
yeah. They've been gone so long that people have forgotten about them a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there is someone in the park who has been dispatched with, this is just what I've heard.
Yeah.
That their job is like, they go in at night and fix all these things that, that time forgot about.
Yeah.
And you've been seeing it little by little, like Spaceship Earth. Hey, there's lightning effects in the exit, like when you're descending at the end. Mm-hmm. There's lightning effects just in the sky. Where are those lightning effects coming from? And then people online are like, oh my God, those haven't been running since like 95.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
And then it's been happening all throughout just, what was another one? I know there's a recent one, but before that, you know, there was, oh my God, I can't think of it. Not Spaceship Earth, but it's like another Epcot ride or something. I don't remember. But the little things in Fantasyland rides like, oh, that thing's back on.
I don't remember.
Oh, that thing's moving again. The most recent, we'll just say, is the other, like a couple days ago, Tower of Terror, there's a water leak effect where you're in like the rundown part of the hotel and it's dripping water and there's literally
into
a note.
A can, yeah.
There's literally a note that's like, this needs to be fit, you know.
Yeah.
This is broken. Plumber needs to fix this. Yeah. And it's dripping water. And that effect has been off for 25 years. And so I showed this to Kevin, and Kevin had the best observation. He said, this guy's like Banksy of the theme parks.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's like Banksy. Like, it's like just a, like a faceless guy.
Who is this guy?
He's going in and fixing stuff.
Yep. Which, hey, more power to him.
Yeah.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm so stoked. These little effects are just getting fixed.
Yeah.
Not again.
I wish I could remember the other one. It was another.
Yeah. There is another one. I cannot remember.
There's been a bunch. There's been a bunch. Oh.
Just it.
So just, again, just recently, Space Mountain. It was in Space Mountain.
That was it.
There's a projection of Earth.
Yeah,
and people are like, yo, that's like from 1975.
Yeah.
That's on? Like, that's still going? That's on right now. It hasn't been on.
Yep.
Might have been decades.
Yeah.
And there's a Pepper's Ghost effect in, like, in the windows with space or something that was, again, shut off for decades.
Yeah, let's turn them
and
on.
Now it's on.
Dude.
They are doing the Lord's work.
We talked about this, but you gotta do the Rome, like, chariot going down the road in Rome.
There's apparently an effect. Apparently an effect.
There's video of it, but it's off of
the chariot running down the road in Rome. And they said it looked weird and turned it off, but it's like, it's back there.
Yeah.
Just turn it on.
Fix it.
You could see where they patched over the hole to project it. It's there.
Yeah.
So Banksy, if you're watching this, let's get that off the wall.
Yeah,
let's flip that projector on.
Fix that.
Let's do it.
And if that does get fixed, I'm gonna credit us. That's
we did that.
Yeah. But I don't think it's the same person, but they just fixed our the guns in Rise of Resistance at the end.
There are giant cannons that when the ride opened, they moved. They would blast out of your
and
way.
You would like be dodging them in your car.
Yeah. As to not, you didn't want to collide with them.
Yeah.
You're dodging them like a video game.
Yeah.
And I had heard that was why the ride was breaking down so much, is the
timing of those.
The timing was so strict that if it was off at all, the ride shut down.
Yeah.
So
that after like a few months, they stopped using them.
And it's been 5 years, they never came back. So it was just assumed, okay, that effect did not work out.
Yep.
It'll never come back. And then they came back. We have it back on.
I'm incredibly surprised. We've talked about this before, but whenever you go on a ride right when it opens, go soon.
Yeah.
Because there's always like one effect that is going in the first like few months and then doesn't work anymore and you never see it again.
They prove that it couldn't work on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So that always happens on any big ride.
The famous one, Indiana Jones, used to have rubble falling from the ceiling.
Falling from the ceiling.
It was actually done with ice and then it was mucking up the track.
And it broke and all that kind of stuff. So just always go on a ride soon because there's going to be bound to be one effect that stops working and they never fix it.
So anyway, I think they made it work by tweaking it. I don't think the cannons fire as much as they used to. I think it's like they do it half as much, so there's half the chance of it breaking the ride down.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yep. But
just my opinion.
I think so too.
Well,
the ones in Florida are still broken.
Yeah, they never fixed that. Where's Banksy now?
there was the news article about it. It was like they figured out a way to fix it for here, and they told Florida, and they're like, "Nah, we're good." And it's like that's what I was reading. Could all be bullshit, but I don't know. But well, like, we'll see.
We should try to go on it after this.
Yeah, I do want to go. It's right over here.
Yeah, we just got to go through.
Yeah, yeah.
Through the bridge, under the bridge.
I was hoping the train to go over the bridge right here, but it's down right now.
Yeah, Kevin was like, "Oh, this angle, we're gonna see the train. We're gonna do whatever." It's like, "Yeah, train's down.
Train's down for a long time.
At least March."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I thought it was coming back in March.
It's just refurbishment, so.
Yeah. Tired of refurbishment, dude. Let it fall apart.
I know we're in the off season. Why are they refurbishing everything?
Yeah, like come on, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's most of the stuff I wanted to cover. Too. We could get to the main subject now, which is our favorite theme park
small details.
Now here's the thing, I did actually struggle with making my list because I didn't know what's a small detail versus like, is it small in the sense of unnoticed or is it small by physical size?
I kind of leaned away from the physical size and went a kind of like small detail, something you might just miss or bypass kind of thing. So if we...
That's kind
of
how I went.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I was like, I figured our list might be totally different. Might not even have anything.
I think that might be true. So. I will say, too, on my end, it's not even... Some of mine are things you could miss. Like, small detail you didn't notice.
Yeah.
But I also picked ones that you are face-to-face with, like on a certain attraction or whatever, that you do see them, but it's an unappreciated detail.
Yes.
Like, hey... You never give props to this.
Because
I've got some, I'll tell you right now, on like one of the most famous rides of all time. Mm. And you see it and you go through it face to face every time, but you never hear people go, "Oh, that's the..." Because in my opinion, it's like that's a detail that makes it good.
Yeah.
And no one realizes it.
Yeah.
So I do have some of those.
Okay.
But also too, then I got into the weeds of like, is something trying to be a little detail versus it accidentally became one? Mm. You know, I got really in my own head about this. So just heads up, thought way too hard about this.
This one might be a little weird in terms of like, because the definition of what we're listing is kind of open.
Yeah.
So
it
could be totally different stuff. We could have totally different definitions of what we consider a small detail. So
something I should have mentioned and I didn't until right now, and I really blew it. I did have some runners up.
I
threw some to the side that I was like, ooh, I want to, you know, shout out to you. That's great.
Yeah.
But you didn't make my list.
Yeah.
I do have some of those. I don't know if I don't know if you have any of those that you didn't put in the list.
I just have a solid 10.
Okay.
But feel free to say them for sure.
Okay. I don't know if I should do that up front, or maybe I'll say them before I get to my number one.
Yeah.
I'll save until before the number one.
Yeah.
Because some of my runners up might be on your list.
One might pop into my head too as we're going. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know what, Kevin? You're allowed to change yours up till the moment.
Okay.
No,
good.
We're not. We have no kings above
us. I listed them at lunch. Like, I made a list, but I did them from 10 to 1 at, like, while we're eating.
Yeah. So. No, that's, I think I was in my car just, like, yesterday or something, having a deep thought about it. But anyway, our favorite details that make certain theme parks special.
Yes.
Now, okay, so I have my list. I always say that we don't make copious notes, but you know, had to write these down.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Remember a list of 10. We're doing our top 10. I will say ahead of time, though, I won't say my runners up, but I will say, I was so close. I'll just on my end.
Yeah,
I was so close to having one or two from Knott's Berry Farm, but they did not make the list. So I will say my top 10. Is all Disney parks.
Sorry to say that. Yeah, mine's all Disney parks as well.
People are always saying, like, "Oh, you're Disney cock, you're Disney cock." Yeah, but like, who's doing detail
at that level?
They
do small details than anybody.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I do think Knott's has a couple that are really great.
Yes.
But they did not make my list. I'll say them when I get to my runners up. But yours is all Disney parks?
Yes.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you want me to start or you want to start?
You can go ahead and start.
Should we flip a coin?
And I'll tell it.
Who starts?
I don't have a coin. We live in a cashless world, dude.
flip a Bitcoin, dude. Okay, I'll start.
Yeah, go for it.
My number 10.
We'll talk to him.
Gotcha.
And you know what? And I again, let me just preface. I'm going to take forever to get to mine. Sorry. I went with stuff really more on the side of that was in front of you and you didn't even appreciate it. You didn't notice.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, there's things like in Disneyland, like the little man of Disneyland, the little like house in Adventureland.
Yeah.
Where, oh, look at that little detail. Well, that's meant to be appreciated as a little hidden detail. But I went more with the unappreciated things.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway. Just okay. A preface.
Yeah.
My number 10 might be the newest thing.
Oh, really?
It's actually, believe it or not, the
Grogu in Mandalorian.
Yeah. Grogu. that little dude's alive. It is actually Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
It is a detail.
Yeah.
This is everything else is pretty old on my list. But.
Yeah, mine's kind of
old. It's a subtle thing that no one appreciates. And it's a little, the most broad maybe too.
Yeah.
The lighting effects of Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
I think the lighting is so unappreciated.
Yeah.
And I'm giving two examples. So this is kind of a two for one. Sorry. One is when you are on the shuttle to get into Rise of the Resistance and you, we're in the tractor beam. They're pulling us in. Oh no, they're going to pull us through the force field of the bay.
Yeah.
And when you pass through the force field, it goes like blue light washes over the car. And people don't even notice that the lighting at the top of the shuttle, you could see the beam pass over
and it. It changes speed based on how, because sometimes they want to get you in there faster.
Yeah.
And you'll notice it'll go or.
Yeah. Like, and I always point it out to people like, hey.
Yeah, check it out.
You ever see that? And you could see.
I look every time.
In the lighting of the shuttle, it changes the lighting as you pass through the beam.
Yeah.
Most underrated detail. Mm-hmm. Next to the other one, which is right after that, you get put in your detainment cell.
Yep.
And again, masterpiece, and no one notices it.
Yeah.
When Kylo Ren and General Hux are all up there on the bridge, you have what I want. And they're all walking on the bridge, and there's bright light behind them, and it's casting shadows that play across everyone's faces and the roof and all that stuff. And the shadows are fake.
Yeah, they're not real.
They are animation because Kylo and Hux are just projections.
Yeah.
They're not physically there. It's all psychological tricks to get you
to believe.
Make it all feel more real.
Yeah.
So that's the lighting.
The lighting of Rise of Resistance.
Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
Is my number 10. And it actually, it reminded me of another runner-up that I'll say.
Okay. Cool. Mine is also on the underappreciated route because a lot of people don't realize this when they're on this ride, if it's even a ride.
Sure.
We just talked about it a second ago, but I think as very small detail that a lot of people miss is the train is run by some incredibly professional staff are train enthusiasts. I think a lot of people just go on that ride going, okay, train around the thing. Cool.
Yeah. They turn on the train and it goes.
But they are straight up conductors. They know everything about steam engines.
Yes.
They are all just old guys that know everything about this that I think goes so underappreciated. It's such a small detail that,
dude,
they're
you're
not just
right.
hiring.
Yeah.
They can't really just hire some 20-year-old to run these things.
Yeah.
You need really, really educated staff to do that. And when it was closed down that one time, this is why it made my list. But they closed it down, and they kept those people on payroll because they just got to sit and talk about trains the whole time.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the same thing.
And we were talking to them, and they're like, "Yeah, if you have any questions about this, because they're incredibly hard to run." So, I think a lot of people forget that when they're just getting on a train, going around and getting off. It was just such a cool small detail that they're not like a normal Rise of Resistance. It's just hired staff to do that. These are actually trained old guys.
Train experts.
Experts. Yeah.
They know what the hell they're doing.
Yep.
And I never realized that or appreciated that until, like you said, when the trains stopped running for a few years when they were constructing
Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, and getting to talk with them. It's like, oh, no, you are actually a train conductor.
Yes.
Like, you are, this isn't just some guy.
It was super interesting.
And I brought it up before, but I was like, so now that the trains aren't running, you're just sitting here are you bored? Do you come here bored every day?
Yeah.
And his answer, he's like, hey, man, $30 an hour, I get to talk about trains all day. Yeah, I ain't complaining.
I'm good.
It's like, that's cool.
So that's really, if you ever see that, like, they're cool people.
If they ever stop the trains again and you get to talk to the train people, take that opportunity. They're really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, that's a great number 10. Yours might be better than mine. Damn. Okay,
Of them are like, maybe.
Yeah, that's where I think mine are gonna get weirder and weirder.
Yeah, my.
Okay, I'm gonna do my number 9.
Yeah.
My number 9 favorite theme park detail.
What?
It's at, I'm gonna give you the location. It's in the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland.
Okay.
Now you're probably thinking, tons of detail in that.
Yeah. I actually have two on my list from that.
Oh, really?
So let's see.
Okay, you got, there's all the great paintings of the idol Mara that really sell the story. There's Indiana Jones' desk, the detail. He's got a map of the temple on the desk. Yeah. Tons of great detail. So you're probably thinking, it's going to be one of those things. Oh, the thing, pole you can lean on and it makes the ceiling move.
Yeah.
What a bunch of great detail.
Yeah.
Fantastic detail. It's none of those things. I saw someone tweet about this the other day, and it was the first time I saw anybody else mention it.
Yeah.
A detail that I think is so, they didn't have to do this, and every time I'm on the ride, you load in at the ride vehicles, and I go, that's so cool, and no one looks up to look at it.
Yeah.
When it's the vehicle load area.
Yeah.
And you look up, and it's like you can't see the top of the ceiling.
Yeah, because it's like
you're down in a pit.
Yep.
The way they lit it, you look up, it's just hanging moss, and the ceiling just goes off into infinity.
It's really cool. And I didn't see that. I remember, I went on that ride for years, and I didn't notice that until, maybe 10, 15 years ago. Like,
I have always thought, what a great piece of storytelling, just vibes-wise.
Yeah.
That you're there, and you look up, and it's like, are we at the bottom of, a huge pit? They could have just put a cavern ceiling, but they didn't. They went extra. They didn't have to go that hard, And I always go in there, and I'm like, what a cool effect that is. That it looks not bottomless, topless? It feels weird to say that in Disneyland, but you know what I mean? It really is.
It's bottomless up.
That's a detail in a ride full of great details.
Yeah.
That's the one, because you're almost on the ride. The ride's almost done.
Yeah.
You're stepping on the vehicle, and it's only then that you notice that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. There's no top to the... I'm at the bottom of a bottomless pit.
Yep.
Next time, look up. Don't forget to look up.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
All I'm saying.
It's definitely cool.
So anyway, that's my number 9.
Okay. Let's see, my number 9. My number 9 was hard. I picked my favorite out of this whole situation, but a lot of times they will, when they have to bulldoze a ride or change a ride, they will leave a bit of the old ride left over.
Yeah.
Like a little homage or a detail from that old ride. It happens on tons of stuff, and there's too many to they kept this thing or this thing from the ride.
Yeah.
My number 1 favorite is my number 9 that is definitely overlooked because it's hidden. It is the Country Bears, Max Buford, and the heads that are now in Winnie the Pooh, which is what replaced that ride.
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah.
And they kept those, and they put those up behind you right as you leave the F-11 and Woozles area. If you just look up, they're just, the old animatronics are there.
All the three stuffed heads are hanging up there.
They didn't have to do that, and I feel like everybody misses it. And, and 90% of the people on that ride, 99% of the people on the ride, don't even realize that
they're
there.
That's a really good one.
But I love that detail of leaving something behind from the old ride as an homage, and I think that is the top one.
That's the peak of it, for sure.
The peak of it. It's like you get to see these old animatronics that I saw as a kid in these rides. So
I agree with you. That's of the remnants of an old ride thing, that's the best example.
That's my number one of that style thing.
That's cool. Okay, your list is... Again,
this is exactly what we're
when we're ranking
about.
Like our favorite rides, or we're ranking our favorite theme park cues.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of overlap, but our top 10, really, because it's details, and there's a million details.
They're everywhere.
Our lists are probably going to be 100% different.
Yeah, my number 1, I don't think you could even possibly guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you could guess mine, but you won't.
Okay.
I don't think you would think it was my number 1.
Okay.
It's definitely one you... It's not hidden at all.
Yes.
But it's... Well, I'll get to it. It's like why I love a certain park.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm going to get to my number 8. I think this one is going to be like, huh?
Okay.
It's the last place you would expect me to say there was an amazing detail.
Mm.
I don't know why. I've always loved this. I've always, since they built it, and it's fairly new, I always stop and take a picture. I'm like, that is such a great detail. And people just walk past
the castle.
How did... That's my number one.
There's the castle.
Oh, there's the castle. Again, in case you never heard that story, we saw someone leaving the park once.
It was nighttime.
It was at night. Oh, that's where the castle is. It's like, so this person's been here all day?
Where have you been?
Anyway,
you always take a photo of it.
It's in California Adventure.
Really? Okay.
So you would think, well, okay, California Adventure definitely doesn't have the detailed game unlock like regular Disneyland does.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the best park, but... And then, I'm going to take it even weirder.
What?
It's at Toy Story Midway Mania.
What? I don't even know. I don't know.
Again, I'm losing people where it's like, what? A shooter ride?
Yeah.
It's so cute to me, and I always make a little sound.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
The whole ride is like you're getting slung around all these toys, whatever.
Yes.
I always thought it was so cute that you leave... This was back, by the way, built during an era where we thought California Adventure was going to be made as good as Disneyland.
Yeah.
There was an era in the 2009 to 2012 where they were really polishing it up.
Oh, yeah.
And we got Buena Vista Street and Cars Land and all that stuff where it was like, damn, this park's going to rule.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it hasn't really gone that way. Some good, some bad. But anyway... So that area was made really, really fancy. The boardwalk area nice.
Yeah, they really,
gussied it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the vibe of that whole area at the time. Pixar Pier, it is now.
I don't like Pixar Pier.
But you leave the ride and you exit an upstairs area, and there's just an old, almost like an old Victorian home.
Yeah.
All the furniture is off to the side as you leave. And among the furniture, there on the ground is a box, and it's the toy. It's a box of toys, and it's everything that you did on the ride.
Yeah.
In that little box, open, and it's on the floor. And so it's like that big dumb ride you were on. Maybe it was just a kid playing with his toys.
Yeah.
And it's like a ride like that you're just shooting stuff doesn't need that level of like a storytelling
piece. Yeah. Yeah.
But I always thought that was so cute.
Yeah.
You leave the ride and there's the toy box laying on the ground. I don't know. I always walk by that and I'm like, oh,
that's
I love
an
that.
Awesome one.
You know?
I love that one. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I don't even, California Adventure, whatever. I don't even really care about that ride that much.
No,
but I always walk by
perfect.
And I'm like, oh, you did that so well.
And nobody sees it.
They just walk
by. Everybody
right
just
past
walks
it.
By it down to the gift shop.
I think that is adorable. There should be more of that today,
Yeah.
Like, I just. That's such a cute detail to me.
Like Imagineers putting something there that they know when they make it.
Yeah.
It's going to be bypassed by most people.
Yeah.
But they still do it.
But it's like, just like, it's like a kid was playing with his toys and his imagination made what we just did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's always been such a cute detail to me. I always loved that. Anyway, that's my, what is that, number eight?
I think that's number
that's
eight.
That's my number eight. Yeah.
Okay, my number eight, I don't think it's even like this today, but I've always loved this because this was... Well, like, I don't know, early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe, no, this is probably, like, 2010. But there was a point, and it might still be that case, I'm not sure, but they decided all of the plants in Tomorrowland were going to be edible.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Every single planter, all the landscaping and everything was something you could eat. It was like lettuce over here. I remember waiting for like Captain EO and everything would be like, here's rhubarb. And all these they looked great. Like still, they picked stuff you could eat that also looked good.
Yeah,
plant-wise.
I remember that. Yeah.
And I loved that detail.
Wow.
They're just like, everything you can eat in this place.
Yeah.
Agri-future.
Agri-future program.
And I don't think that's the case anymore. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I haven't looked.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So
that's great. Yeah. I forgot about that was even a thing.
Yeah.
But I want to say that I thought I had heard they kept that up, but
they might. I haven't.
It never
comes up. When I was writing that down, I'm like, I don't know if they still do this.
Yeah.
So I was gonna put it anyway.
Okay. My number seven is another weird one. Like, okay, why?
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if I can find a picture of this, because otherwise it's going to be really hard to Okay. I think I have a picture of this. I do. This is going to sound super weird. I love the Tiki Room.
Yeah.
I adore the Tiki Room. What's the best version of the Tiki Room? The one here in California.
Under new management. We don't have the same answer on that.
So, Stitch in Tokyo. Yeah. I saw that last time I went. I'm good on that. But anyway.
Ours is the best for sure.
Ours is the best one. It's the most cozy. But yeah. I think that's better for the attraction because you're really all together crammed up in there with the animatronics. Yes. I don't think it's as good in Florida. It's in a way bigger room. And it's
spread out.
It's just kind of like meh.
Yeah,
this doesn't have the intimacy that it does here.
Totally, totally.
So I don't like it as much. But my detail is from the Florida one.
Really?
And when I went to Japan end of last year, I noticed Tokyo copied it.
Okay.
It's, again, this is a you didn't have to go this hard moment. But I never noticed until the Tokyo trip, how hard they went on the building for the Tiki Room or Tropical Serenade or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Here, it's just like relatively small hut.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's like what do they call it? A house, there's a term for it. Spirit house or something like that. It's a gigantic structure.
Okay.
And the top of it, even the top has another structure on the top of it.
Like, really?
There's a little bit, and the roof of it looks like that.
Oh,
This is a model. But it's got like four, like, I don't know, water buffalo. I don't know what the antelope. I don't know what these creatures
that's
are.
That's sick, though.
But the sculpture of it, I don't know if that's Raleigh Crump.
Yeah.
Or who did that.
Yeah.
But when I looked at it before, I'm like, damn, the building. I gotta get rid of this. I'm tired of holding this. I'll get this later, I promise. I'm not gonna litter. Guys, I'm not gonna litter. I promise.
Yeah.
I remember 20 years ago we filmed a Prince of Persia video and we set a water bottle aside and there was some hippie guy on the beach the whole time going, throwing that away now, right? That's not staying there.
100%.
He watched us film the entire video. I'm just waiting for when that's getting thrown away. And it was like, we're gonna be filming like hours.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait and see this through. Anyway, I had PTSD.
We'll always throw away our stuff.
But anyway, the building for that it's just an example of how hard they went.
Yeah.
When building Disney World, it's like, hey, let's make this as spectacular as we can. The attraction to me is not as good as it is here, but that they didn't have to go that hard, and it just makes Adventureland that much more like, damn, like that's cool, you know. And again, seeing it in Tokyo was like, you know, they brought it there too. And it's I see it from far away and I'm just like, damn, that structure is impressive. Yeah. So I don't know. It's a weird number seven.
I've overlooked that. I haven't looked at the structure.
Exactly.
That much.
I never did until I was in Tokyo. And I'll show you another.
I'm too busy getting spit on by those camels in front of that.
That's right in Florida.
In Florida.
Those stupid camels are spitting at you and stuff like that. But, yeah, I was out there and even took pictures this last time. I don't know if I'll ever get to it. You may want to get to, what is that, a number seven?
Number seven? Yeah.
Yeah, you may want to get to your number seven. I think I have a picture of it here. This does no good to anyone at home, literally all. But again, like from far away, you know what I mean? It was like Spirit House. It just goes up so tall. It goes up so tall.
Yeah.
And then it has another structure.
They just
up
added
here.
Another thing on
it
top.
I don't know. It's just so impressive.
It's almost like a house on a house.
Yeah. It's like, why does it go up that high?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So I don't know. That just really impressed me. So anyway, that's all. That's my number seven.
Okay. That's a good one. I really like that one. My number seven is something that might be on your list. I'm not sure because we've already kind of talked about it.
Mm.
But my number seven is at the refreshment corner or Coke corner. I can never tell which number one.
Yeah.
Is there's a row of lights that are red and white. But when you do that, you can't have two.
There's going to be two in a row that are the same color.
Yeah. So how they stop that is they just have one bulb that is two colors. It's half this, half red and half white.
Yeah, they painted it red
and
white.
Half, and that is a small detail that I don't think a lot of people realize.
Yeah.
Unless they change the bulb and it's white. And then Twitter loses their mind.
That's happened a couple times.
Yes.
Yeah. That's happened. That has happened a couple times. Yeah. That is definitely a classic Disneyland detail.
Yeah,
like on Main Street, we have the split light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
That is a classic. Now, I will say on my end, that's actually in my honorable mentions.
Okay.
That didn't make it to
my
list.
Mine made it to the list.
And just because, again, it's a detail and it's a great detail.
Yeah.
But I felt like it's a detail unto itself. It's meant to be a, like, oh, here's a little Easter egg.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah.
But I didn't pick it because I was going with things that were sort of unnoticed rather than here's a fun Easter egg.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take away from it. Like, that's still like an amazingly charming detail.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that was mentioned.
Okay.
It was going to kill me if we didn't get into that.
Yeah.
But great detail. Okay, number six. I thought maybe this might be higher, but I couldn't decide. But number six, we're going to Epcot.
Okay.
By the way, I even wore, I've been wanting to go back. I don't have it, but my Epcot backpack is under the camera right now.
Yeah.
Spaceship Earth backpack. It's like metallic. I did wear my, I now have, over the holidays, I got the MCO. Orlando Airport.
Oh, for the carpet.
It's the carpet of the Orlando Airport. So I wore those socks today. Hopefully people can appreciate that because I want to go back.
Yeah.
At Epcot. This is, I hate to get a little TMI with this detail, but if I ever have to. Hello, everybody.
Dude.
If I ever got to drop a deuce in Epcot, I wait. Until I could get to the Imagination Pavilion and hit that stall because they're still playing the 1982 Epcot music in the bathroom.
Yep.
I've been hearing rumors lately that people are like, yo, the music changed. Like, but I find that sometimes it changes and changes back.
Everybody loses their mind when it changes and then it just goes right back to the normal.
Yeah. So I'm scared. I don't know. If people have an update, let me know.
Yeah.
I was hearing it might have changed recently, but as far as I know, the last time I was there, they're still playing the old Imagination Pavilion music in that bathroom.
Yeah.
So if you ever got to take a dump, save it, hold that in, ride the monorail, get off at Epcot, and then let her rip at the Imagination Pavilion.
I love that. People have been passing by. No problem.
So many people,
As soon as you need to say chug a deuce,
the
family stops.
They stop right there. I'm like, all right, you're going to hear it then. Have fun with that. Anyway, the music playing in the Imagination Pavilion bathrooms.
Yeah, totally.
It's the old 80s Epcot music.
Yeah.
So it's like a must visit. Anyway, that's that one.
That one's great.
Hopefully it's still there. I hope it hasn't changed.
I know. I haven't checked. I didn't check last time I was there. This is number six?
Yes.
It's number six. My number six is something it's from Indiana Jones.
Okay.
It's something they did not have to do whatsoever.
Okay.
But they created a written language
that
is all over the walls
that
nobody thinks about.
Yeah.
And no, it is like, you can actually still get the cards now.
Maybe if you request it.
I think you can. But early on, they were just giving you all the cards that translated the language that was all over the walls.
Yeah.
And that is such a cool detail of like, oh, you're waiting in line.
Yeah.
Here, figure out what's on the walls.
Yeah.
Now you don't really wait in the temple that much.
Yeah.
And it's all just still written on the walls and stuff like that. But it's just such a cool detail that they didn't need to make an entire written language for this ride.
Yeah.
It's just a ride.
It's actually translatable. You can read stuff.
Yeah, you can read all that stuff.
I love that detail.
Love that detail.
They kind of do it in Galaxy's Edge with the Arabesh.
Yeah.
But that Indiana Jones made its own thing for that attraction.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah. That's a good one. I didn't even think about that.
That's really
good. Okay. Number five. This is another one. This one's a little weird. It's not bad weird.
Yeah.
But you might be thinking like, yo, what's wrong with like, it has vibes like maybe I was like, as a kid, maybe I was slightly special or something. You know what I mean? Like, why did you zero in on this? You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But number five, we're going to the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
A ride full of amazing details. Mm-hmm. One of probably my favorite ride, period.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know why I always zeroed in on it. But an effect that to me has worked. I think it's been in there since it opened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think still works. And it's, again, people don't even notice it.
Yeah.
you'll notice the, oh, the door's doing that, the ghost's doing this, the ghost's doing that. But an unappreciated detail to me is right when you go in the hallway part and that coffin, let me out, let me out, let me out. Yeah. Love that scene. To me, the most unappreciated detail is behind the coffin.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Windows out into the outside.
Yeah.
And it's like trees in the fog.
Yep.
Almost like it's a foggy garden outside. Mm. That looks cool now. Back to that. It looks cool then. It looks cool now.
Yeah.
That, the atmosphere is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I've always thought, wow, that effect is so well done.
Yeah.
That foggy garden behind.
Yeah, yeah. I look at it every time.
Right?
Yep.
It's just not, and no one ever talks about it, yeah, but I always go, damn, they nailed that.
Yes.
Always zeroed it. And the Haunted Mansion, again, my favorite ride, I always look at that.
Yep.
So that, yeah, that's my number five.
Number five?
Yep.
My number five is something I was looking around to see if there's any right here, but you'll notice they do this in a lot of lands. They do it in New Galaxy's Edge. They do it here and stuff like that. But if you're in an area, look down, because you'd be surprised at how much theming they put just in the cement and walkways.
Yes.
Like Frontierland will have actual like hoof prints and like wagon wheel marks and stuff like that. Galaxy's Edge has like droid prints.
Yeah.
Like you can see like they're like rolling around out of the droid shop and everything like that. The little details in the ground are perfect in Disneyland.
Yeah.
I don't really see that very often in other parks.
No.
Like Universal or not.
No,
or like
but
that.
They do it a
but
lot
here. It's like, yeah, you'd be amazed at how many details are just put into the texture on the ground.
Yeah. So. You know what blows my mind? I was just thinking about that like a day ago.
Yeah.
And you know why? It's because I was reading something about how, and I noticed this when I was in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Tokyo, there wasn't much of that. It was green concrete, brown concrete.
Really?
And someone just tweeted, I saw on Twitter like a day ago, someone was like, hey, is it still all slurry at Tokyo? And I was like, what does that mean? And someone responded, they were like, yeah, it's mostly slurry.
Yeah.
It's like, what? And they said, yeah, how Disneyland in, you know, 50s and onward used to be, it didn't really have these details in the ground.
It was just,
it was what
cement.
They called slurry.
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh, they mixed the cement with green.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fantasyland, it's green.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. It's green. And Tokyo still has most of that.
Really?
So
I didn't know that.
If you want to see what the ground was like in early Disneyland and early Disney World,
go to Tokyo.
Tokyo. It's because I remember I was in there. I was like, damn, their New Orleans Square. It was just tacky. I mean, it was fun, but it's tacky looking. They were like, yeah, it's because all the buildings are pink, and then you have, like, lime green slurry. And it's like, oh, yeah, it was. It was just green cement. And they said, that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
And it's only in, like, the 80s, 90s that they start here. It's like, yo, repave that and add detail.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's a relatively new technique.
To add theming to a place.
And it just walks over it.
Like,
yeah, and so what's been happening in Florida recently is, like, Adventureland still didn't have it was still just slurry in Florida.
Yeah.
And over the last, even just, I think, year or two, there's like, oh, this one patch is behind walls, and then they undo it, and it's like, it's
all themed and everything.
Yeah, and it's like, there's, like, stuff in the cement, and, you know, again, like, maybe where the camels are, there's, like, camel prints and the thing.
Yeah, yeah,
it's all like, oh, something had an effect on the, you know. They did a great job of it in Country Bears. When you're in there, there's a... The wood floor.
That's my favorite. I forgot about that
That's
one.
The best.
Yeah.
Is the wood. It's like bears were walking through the lobby.
It's got claw marks in the ground. Like,
all over
like
the
thousands
floor.
Thousands of patrons have gone through, and they're all bear marks.
Yeah.
Bear claws marked through the thing.
That's the best use of it, I think.
Oh,
it,
for
it
sure.
Looks like they've worn the shit out of that ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't look good at all.
Yeah.
In a great way. But anyway, I agree with that. That's good.
That's a good one.
And you got us to talk about slurry.
Yeah. So good. I was hoping to get. I always try to fit in a slurry.
Slurry talk.
Yeah.
Okay. My number four. I'm getting sappy on this one. This one might be.
It's tree related.
It's not. This is a general one, but it's like, yeah, that's unappreciated.
Okay.
And it's maybe in every land. And we just go, oh, yeah, they got that. But it's like, really? Think about it. They have that? My number four is mailboxes.
Yes.
There is a mail. They're all around vintage Disneyland. And I think, do they have them in World, too? What?
It's my number four.
That's your number four?
We have
the same ranking?
I put real working mailboxes.
How did we align at the same thing?
I don't know. I didn't think we were going to align at any
point. At all. We haven't so far, right?
We haven't.
No.
No.
That's weird. Yep. It's, you know what? It's not good enough for top three.
No.
But it's almost
not
there.
Yeah.
So maybe that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Real working mailboxes that are around the park.
Wow. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the fact, and as a kid, that was magic.
Yeah.
And it's just the mail. It's not that crazy.
Who cares?
But as a kid, it was like,
I could
put a letter in here?
Yeah, you could buy a postcard at the place and send it. Like,
and we'll get it when we get home? Yeah, it's like, you just drive with it home, dummy. But it's magic that you could do that that it's stamped from Disneyland.
Yep.
That is magic, so and no other park does that.
Yep.
As far as I know.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Tokyo has it.
Yeah.
I saw those there. I was so tempted to mail something, and I forgot. I didn't do it. But
I love that.
Yeah, that is, okay, that's definitely a classic Disneyland thing.
Yes.
I've said it before, but I think I'm the reason. I'm going to take credit, as I often do. There are signs, or I don't know if there's signs, but there's disclaimers somewhere. I don't know if I saw them on a sign or in the park. It's in, like on Main Street or something.
Yeah.
About like, don't mail tax documents. I did that. There was one year, I want to say like 2010.
Yeah.
I thought it would be I finished my taxes.
And then you thought it'd be funny to send
And I thought it'd be funny to send them from Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I never saw that since. It couldn't have been just me.
Yeah.
Somebody else had to do it. But never saw those before, and then they showed up. So I think they went, like someone probably had to drive them, like, oh, we got to drive this down to make sure they're delivered.
Yeah.
And they went, we're never doing this again.
Yep.
So I like to think.
So it's for letters and postcards only.
I like to think what I did made someone go on a great quest.
To get your taxes to the government.
The government got it. Wait, stamped from Main Street, USA? he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's so great.
Yeah,
number four, mailboxes.
Number four is the mailbox of the Main Street.
Well, now I'm scared. What are the top three going to be?
Yeah, I know.
I keep getting scared that my wallet isn't here.
Oh, because
behind the scenes for everybody, there is not one episode where the camera isn't propped up by my wallet.
Yep.
I set my wallet under the camera to prop it up.
Every single episode has a wallet under the camera.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, okay, number three. I guess I'll go.
Yeah, go for it. Keep it in the
You knew what was coming. You knew this guy was going to pop into frame. And it's going to be now.
What?
We're here, Frontierland. The little jumping fish in the lake. That's my number three.
Yeah.
Little detail left over from, you said best leftover thing from an old ride.
Yep.
And you said maybe it's the Country Bears guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, my number one from, well, it's my number three.
Number three.
But the best thing from a leftover ride to me is the leftover fish. It was from the mine train through Nature's Wonderland.
Yeah.
And you used to pass over a trestle over the lake over here.
Yeah, with like bears in it.
Yeah, there were bears, there were jumping fish. There are still jumping fish from 60 plus years
ago. We can
walk
over there right now and see. Yes. Sometimes they're not turned on, sometimes they're off.
They have issues like everything else.
Yeah.
But I think a pod racer just went by.
Just went by.
But you park at that lake, it's one of Disney's great details anyway, just chilling by the quiet lake over there.
I just go and sit, again, recently
zone out.
We talked about like Rivers of Mirror getting ripped out.
Yeah.
That's not a ride or anything, but it's just ambiance.
It's scenic. It's a great, it's a great place to just mellow out.
It's pleasant.
And when you're there, keep an eye on the lake, and you may, every now and then you'll see a little fish guy come in and out. And it's, to me, wonderful, peaceful area and a great little moment in Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more than just a detail. It's a moment.
Yeah.
You could chill there and see this guy from a 60-plus-year-old ride that isn't even here anymore.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm still here. And he pops in and out. Classic, classic Disney buried treasure.
Yeah.
And, like I said, not just a detail, a moment.
Mm.
And I love it. Every time I see it, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's my number three.
That's funny.
Now we're going to get into the competitive angle.
Yeah.
You better have something better than that. You better top
I
that.
Will say I like that a little more because that is my number two, actually.
Oh!
So I'm going to jump the gun a little bit.
Okay. Hey, respect.
That was my number two.
I could see a case for being that higher.
Yeah. The number two, because I got edged out by something I've enjoyed since I was a kid.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. And then I found out more about it later. But something that's overlooked that a lot of people don't know, and we've probably already talked about this. My number three is again, on Indiana Jones, the second one on Indiana Jones. It's the trucks outside in the queue.
Oh.
And yeah. I always look at them because they are the ones from the movie.
Yeah.
And you can actually watch the movie and see the identical bars coming out of the side and stuff like that.
Wow.
I don't know why it's because I love Indiana Jones probably, but that one connected with me so hard of just like, oh, this thing from the movie is now just sitting in the queue for the ride.
Yeah.
And
you can see the stunt plates stood on.
Yeah, all this stuff, this gear that you can see in the movie. If you know what you're looking for, that's all in the movie too.
Wow.
It's just, they treat it like, oh no, that's just part of the truck.
Yeah.
But looking back, it's like, oh, these are just the trucks from the movie.
Yeah.
And absolutely love that.
That's great. That's not on my list at all.
That's my number three. And that's why Jumping Fish adds that out for me.
Yeah.
To be my number two.
Okay. So. Yeah. No, that's solid.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great detail. Yeah. I totally forgot. Again, Indiana Jones has a million of them.
Yeah.
I focused on that ceiling part, but my whole list could be Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much stuff added to it. That I think when we listed our favorite cues, that was our favorite cue.
Yeah.
Because it's stunning.
Because it was made by that second generation of Imagineers who fell in love with the parks growing up.
Yep.
And they were like, hey, detail is what we go for.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. So the whole list could be that, but had to diversify.
So you already know my number two.
I already know your number two.
What's your number two?
My number two, we're in the end game now.
Yeah.
This is actually an Avengers campus. I'm just kidding. It's not.
Say.
No. I just want to get a reaction. Yeah. Hopefully you saw that on camera. Okay.
It's so red flick.
My number two. No, we're gonna get a little more how do I say this? Not sappy, but maybe. Like a little more like dorky, I guess.
Yeah.
However you want to say it. This is something I feel strongly about. These last two, I'll say for me, are details that are not hidden details. They are part of the ride. But they're things that you don't even think about. My number two is from the classic, maybe the most classic ride ever, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
And again, another ride, the whole list could be details from this ride. But my number two is the Ascension.
Oh,
going up the waterfall at the end of the ride, which is funny because I've been reading a book about the making of the ride and stuff like that. The Imagineers, or at least Mark Davis, didn't like that part. He's like, why is the drop early in the ride and then you got to get pulled up a thing at the end?
Yeah.
This is staged badly. Like it should be a drop at the end or it should be da-da-da-da-da-da. None of them liked it. And they, Mark Davis was a genius.
Yeah.
All gods can fail. All kings can fail. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever you want to say. Even the Beatles could have a number two single.
Yeah.
He was wrong on that. That whole ride is like really like a dream.
Yeah.
Like you fall down right at the beginning. You got a thing whispering to you and then you fall into darkness. You go through caverns. Where am I?
Yeah.
And then you're in the past. And it's all to me the capper. Is you go up this waterfall, like you left that world behind, and then they just drop you and let you float back into the river.
Yes,
as you go back to the
and Loda. Then you see real people again and all.
Yeah. But that transition to me is like it's like the dream is over. I don't know why, but that's always been one of the most special details.
Yeah.
Of that ride. It's always like that's a Disney moment that I don't feel anywhere else, is that getting pulled back up and then it just drops you to float back to reality.
Yeah.
That little transition right there, I'm always just like, wow. Like that.
Totally.
It's like a peaceful moment too.
Yeah.
Just like float back. Maybe on a busy day, you know, maybe people are talking in your boat or whatever. It won't feel as much as that, but I just always like that transition up the waterfall and then you just glide back to reality. To me, that's a way cooler transition than any of the other parks. You go on Pirates, it's just like, oh, ride's over, get out.
Yeah.
Here in Disneyland, we actually have a transition back to reality.
Yep.
And I just think it's so magical going up a waterfall and dropping you back in. The Imagineers that are Mark Davis or whatever were wrong about that.
Yes.
Where they went, this is weird. Yeah, it's that's the sauce that made the ride good.
Yep.
Is all these little touches that are like, how bizarre we just did that.
Yeah.
That's my number two.
Okay.
And you're going to, number one might be in a similar vein. We know you're, so we know you're number two.
The hopping fish.
Yeah. So anything else you want to say about that?
No, that's basically it. I just absolutely love looking at those. You basically said everything I was going to say about that. But do you want to do your honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions, runner-ups, runners-up, and see if you agree with that. I'll just bang it
I don't have any, but go for it.
Okay, I was going to throw Knott's some props.
Yeah.
For both, the hanging man, you could see a guy with a noose around his neck, and he fades into a skeleton.
He's like in a coffin in the funeral parlor or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's some Pepper's Ghost, like, scary thing. It's that one's great.
I don't know how old that effect. I think it's like 60 years old or something, but it's still going.
Also, just as scary, go to the kitchen and
was my next one.
Okay, I was gonna say, all the kitchen stuff will just start moving on its own. Like, there'll be a rocking chair and it'll start going like that, and then like the stove will start spit, like the spoon will start
stirring itself,
and it's just creepy. Especially, it's not lit, so if you're during the day, you can look into it just fine. In the night, they don't light. There's no light in there.
Yeah.
So you just look
in
it, and you can just see these dimly lit things start moving, and it's scary.
There is a random haunted kitchen at Knott's Berry Farm, and nobody talks about it.
They probably don't even turn it off. It's probably been running since like the 60s.
Yeah. Just goes and goes.
Yep.
So that was my one of my other. I wanted to get those in the list, but there's too many.
Yeah.
The split light bulb we already talked about. The Little Man of Disneyland, which is in Adventureland. There's a little part of a tree where there's a little door and a little house in it.
Yeah.
Where it's an old book. It's an old book. Oh, sorry. We got someone who wants to give their top 10.
We got a fan.
Sorry. We try to give back. What's up? This is Bryce. He's a huge fan of Creepy Old Crypt, and he want to be on this episode. He's on the Patreon. All right, take care.
God. Have a good one.
Yeah, we don't have to be on camera all the time. Jeez. Anyway.
Little man of...
want to see what happens here. Anyway. Okay. I thought we had another one.
Yeah.
I want to see if he gets on camera. Okay, not so much.
Oh.
A dog just barked at him. Oh, it spooked. Just curious what we're going to see happen. Those little girls getting too close.
Uh-oh.
I got a bad feeling about that. I got a bad feeling about this. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the episode, but things almost got hinky there.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway. Okay, so. that was cracking me up. What were we talking about?
Little
Man of Disneyland. There was an old golden book where about a little leprechaun that lived in who lived in the orange grove, and then it's like, oh no, they're gonna take my house. It's like, no, we'll keep the tree, and you'll live at Disneyland.
Yeah.
You're the little man of Disneyland.
Yeah.
And that little house is in Adventureland, like on at the base of a tree.
Oh really?
Have you not seen that?
Never. I don't think I have.
Really? We should go look at it.
Yeah, we will.
Great cute little detail. But again, it's designed to be an Easter egg.
Yeah.
So I didn't include it. I would rather include the unappreciated things.
Yeah.
But it's a great little detail.
Okay.
It's a tree right near Indiana Jones. Right at the base of it, you'll see a little house. And they decorated for Christmas.
I may have
it's adorable.
I don't remember.
Okay, so
I do not remember it.
We'll go look after
this. We'll go check it out.
Okay, and last runner-up, the Millennium Falcon in Disneyland,
Galaxy's Edge.
The floor. When you finally board the Millennium Falcon and the floor is hollow, it's hollow metal.
You're going through, it's supposed to feel like you're raised up.
It feels like on an airplane, the runway.
That was it. Like, what do you call the thing that you, when you go through the gate and don't hit the plane yet?
The bridge?
I guess.
What do you call that?
I can't remember what that's called. But it's supposed to feel like that.
Rachel, what do you call the bridge to the from the gate to the plane?
That thing you walk.
Is there a name for that?
I don't know.
That when you walk.
Bridge?
Yeah, it's got to be
I
don't know.
People at home, leave a comment if you know the name.
There is definitely a name, and I'm going to see it and go, yes, that's exactly what it's called. So.
She's feeding these geese. This could go poorly.
What is it? Alka-Seltzer right there?
Yeah. Oh, is that Alka-Seltzer?
Yeah, Alka-Seltzer.
Damn, he's popping. Oh, well. Anyway.
it makes it feel like you are psychologically, you feel like you're boarding a plane.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm getting on an air
vehicle.
They could
have made that solid, but no, they didn't. Yeah. They just,
by making it hollow and it feels like a bridge like that, you feel like, oh, we're boarding. We're going to fly.
Yep.
Very great psychological effects. I wanted to include that.
Okay.
Just couldn't do it. Okay. My number one.
Yeah. Go for your number one.
We're going. I hate to be a broken record. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
My favorite detail in a theme park, and it is here in Disneyland, because to me, it's a detail. I think I've talked about it before. I hate to repeat myself, but it is a detail. I'm like, no one else has this. This is why Disneyland is the best.
Yeah.
It is the skull at the beginning of the ride.
Oh, the, like.
Avast, ye maidens. It'd be too late to alter course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And dead men tell no tale. Like, there is no other ride that has someone whisper in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's too late. Like, you can't. You know what I mean?
You can't go back.
In a world full of loud, here's a ride and we're blasting music we're doing loops and we're throwing things at you and shooting things at you. Yeah. That's the one detail that I think goes unappreciated, where you are just on a cozy boat, gently going down the bayou, and then suddenly in the darkness, this skull whispers to you that, you messed up. Like, you shouldn't shouldn't have come here.
Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done
that. You got on.
But it's not yelling at you like, be prepared to die. Yeah. It's that classic Disney comfort. It's what a nice trip down the bayou. It's not just guns blazing right away.
Yes.
It's... Yeah, you shouldn't have come this way, but just to let you know, it's going to be bad. And just remember, dead man, it's that whisper in the dark. Again, it's the coziness of Disneyland, but it's the promise of something exciting ahead. But you're not going to get there yet. I just think that skull talking to you is so unappreciated. Mm. People focus on the ride, the pirates and the whatever, but that thing... is, to me, that's what makes Disneyland different than Six Flags. I'm not, not even talking about it being roller coasters versus something else. It's literally Disneyland against anyone else's rides.
Yep.
Is Disneyland is just letting you chill down the boat, down the bayou, float away into a dream.
Yes.
And then this thing whispers to you, be prepared, and you go off. Ah, that to me, that's my favorite Disney... favorite theme park detail.
Oh, it's so good.
And again, it's not a hidden detail. You see it every time, but you just don't think about it.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I like enough. That one's great. That's an awesome number.
All right. Top that. Have a good one.
Mine is something that's kind of hidden.
You ain't topping mine. I'll just say that right now.
I'm probably not going to top
you. You ain't topping it.
But it's something that I've always loved.
Oh, shit. He just took a huge shit.
Oh, he did. Oh. Stole that Alka-Seltzer. I've always loved the things you add to a park where a kid will see, and nobody believes you.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. I saw this thing. No, you didn't. I didn't see that. I couldn't. So my number one is something that's been around since I was a little kid, still there.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in a while, but above Snow White is a window.
Oh, I'm so mad I didn't list this.
And every minute or so, Evil Queen just
hold on, pirates
looks out, and then closes.
I can't believe I didn't list that.
As a kid, you'd go like, "Oh, look, Mom, the Evil Queen! Look at it!"
Yep,
close. That's just a window. No, I saw it.
Yes,
and that kind of stuff, and you remember that for your entire life.
Yep,
and that I think is my favorite. They didn't need to put it. It's up in a second story.
Yeah.
There's no reason you're going to be looking up there.
Yeah.
And they put it up there anyway. It's not an animatronic. It's just like opening a window.
Yeah.
But it's so believable.
Yeah.
And that's my all-time. It's still like, if you ever in Fantasyland here, just above the Snow White entrance, just look at it for a bit and you'll see her just peek out and then close.
Yeah.
And it's so simple, but...
I will say... It does open more often now than it used to.
Yes.
It used to, you have to wait.
Yeah.
And I think there's reasons to do that. You're like, oh, well, you want to show that off.
Yeah.
But I also would make the case that less frequent made it more special.
Yep.
Because it's so crazy. You're saying all this.
Yep.
And I had the same experience. As a kid, is the queen in there?
Yeah.
Rocket, what are you talking about? I just saw the queen. There's nothing up there.
Yeah.
There is.
Yep.
No, there isn't.
Yep.
That's a great one. I'm so bummed I didn't list that. That's an excellent number one. Mine is more in your face.
Yeah.
Yours, really, it really, you have to, and that's really like the magic of the theme parks is you have different perspectives from a kid to an adult.
Yes.
That's a fantastic one that from a child perspective.
Yep.
If you, it's like no one believes me that I saw that, but I know I did.
Yep.
And I had that happen too. That's so funny.
Yep.
That's awesome. As we're doing this, you know, and I thought of another one that's kind of similar thing. And it kills me I didn't put this on the list either, but I don't know if it's still going on right now, but the Haunted Mansion always had the beating heart. You could see a pulsing
up
red
window,
light
right?
up in the window
yeah.
At night. I'd be curious to see. Maybe when it gets dark, I want to look over there.
Yeah, we can check that out. I do know that during the holidays, they had like, it's almost like a, you know, I don't know if it's a candlelight, but it was just a light that kind of does this up in the very, very, very top.
Yeah. Same deal. We're thinking of the same thing.
But I didn't know if that was just a holiday thing or if it's a heart when it's not holiday. We'll look at it today.
It might just be that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, there's always a light that moves, and I think it's supposed to be someone with a candle. Keep in mind, the original bride just had one candle.
Yeah.
So it might be reminiscent of that.
Yeah, totally.
By the way, that's the other thing we didn't talk about. They reopened the original Haunted Mansion back at Disneyland. It's been closed for a year.
And they added
the new stuff
to it.
What did you think of the new stuff?
I thought it was great. I enjoyed the new bride. I saw a video of the bride in the year 2000 before they added this. Like, the one that was there sucked.
Yeah, it's an, whatever I say, it's an improvement.
It's everything's an improvement.
I didn't like the I do,
it was all just marriage puns and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's back to being quiet and creepy now.
But the one prior to that was still just kind of static.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah.
It was so much more like eerie to look at. Less so than this one, but I get it. Like you want to, you don't want to make it so scary.
They definitely, but also, I don't even think it's a matter of scary or not. I think...
Yeah.
They're trying to do a dazzling effect with it now.
Yeah.
Like, look, she's kind of, like, if you look, she's floating.
Yeah, she's floating.
And she's in front of a window. The effect is cool.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
But I definitely like the, just the weird static beating heart.
That I agree.
Than this one. But still, the one I remember, not fondly, remember the most is the lame one that everybody wanted to get rid of. This one they just got rid of.
The Constance Hatchaway.
I do not care. So I enjoy this new one.
Yeah.
I definitely.
It's better than that.
It's better than
that. It's an improvement. But yeah, I'll say my review is it's back to being quiet and creepy. So that's a plus.
Yeah.
For me, I wish it was a little more physical. Like, they did the Hatbox Ghost, and there is a digital effect on him, but he's
mostly,
95% analog.
She is 95% projection.
Yeah, right. And I kind of wish, like, even her face is projection.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, it's an improvement over what was there, but, like, I wish she just had a physical face.
Yeah.
Like, just a physical face and glowing eyes or something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't need they just project. She's a little bordering on video game character to me, but I would still rather have creepy video game spirit that's not saying anything. That's inherently creepier than I do.
Do.
So take the good with the bad is how I feel.
Definitely improvement.
She's
got
the cat, which was part of the old concept artwork, and that's in the ride now. I just my only complaint, I guess, is they did that. They spruced up a lot of the lighting effects in the graveyard.
It's a lot more.
Which is cool. They replaced, there was a weird little ghost in a tomb, and now you see the candelabra, like the one that's floating in the hall, in the endless hallway. It's floating in there too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of implying like maybe this bride is sadly roaming around the graveyard. Kind of cool. That's the neat little tweak. But like the hitchhiking ghosts at the end are digital now too.
Yeah.
They make them look physical.
Yeah. They don't do anything goofy, but they just kind of just make them digital.
They're
now.
Done digitally, even though they made them look physical.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. They didn't do that job, But I kind of wonder if the effects of the ride are tilting a little too digital. Because
I think so.
The Haunted Mansion in California, they always made great effort to keep it analog. And I wonder if it's tipping a little too far the other way.
Yeah.
Between all this really crisp digital new lighting package in the graveyard.
And
the Hitchhiking Ghost and the Bride. I wonder if the scales tip it a little too far to the other way. But at the end of the day, the ride felt very cleaned up, spruced up. Everything was working. Everything was... So I'm happy to have the old ride back. Yes. I just wonder if, you know, maybe you don't want to tip the scale too far.
Yeah.
Any further than this, I would start to get upset. But
because I feel like when Florida had this happen, instantly like, okay, we renovate. And now the Hitchhiking Ghosts are switching your heads around.
They're too goofy.
The goofiest
they're flipping around and
projections
stuff.
You've ever seen.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like... It's probably a battle within the behind the scenes of like, we need to go digital. Yes, but I get it. But you need to also make it look almost exactly the same as it was.
There's definitely more restraint in this California one. So kudos on that. Some things I would tweak, but
overall, but it's cool to have it back. So.
I do like the new queue in terms of like, it was just you were just queuing on a slab of concrete before.
Yeah.
I like now that you snake through a whole garden.
Yep.
Some people have said, the garden, it's just kind of like a bunch of generic kind of garden decorations, things like that. Personally, I'd rather have that than a bunch of stuff trying to be spooky.
Yes.
Because to me, it's always been about making a nice house and then it goes wrong on the inside.
Yep.
So to that end, I'm a little mixed on the new music score outside.
Because they usually didn't have any music.
Yeah, there was no music.
Unless it was holiday, but that didn't count. Yeah.
Exactly. It was just a nice house.
Yeah.
No score, and then you don't know what happens until you go in.
Yeah.
Now it's playing a new music score, and it kind of, to me, sounds a little too Tim Burton-y.
A little creepy.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. But it's also not werewolves howling or anything that. So it's on the line. Yeah. I go back and forth on it, but... Yep. Ultimately, nice that they have a cool queue to snake through. That it you're not just sitting there on a hot day on a concrete slab going, oh my god, how long are we going to be here?
Yeah.
Now you're actually snaking through a garden.
Yeah.
Ultimately, for the best. So, I feel like all the updates, my opinion is take the good with the bad. There's stuff I like, stuff I don't.
So you
the classic rides back.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that.
It was gone for a while.
I feel like it was Jack Skellington for like a decade.
Yes.
It felt like that was never going away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought while we're still here, let's do one more top 10. I just want to get Rachel's reaction. We're gonna go one more hour.
Are we ready to head out right after this? Just head home. I'm basically done.
Yeah, I'm pretty much good.
Yeah, here. We're good. So we ate, we did this. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So
I think hit Denny's or something. Probably good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody. By the way, everyone. Leave a comment with your favorite detail.
Yeah.
I want to know what everyone else's detail and let us know if there's any that we missed.
Yes. I'm sure there are. There's so many.
There has to be something. I know there's going to be one where someone comments and I go, oh my God, why did we not include that?
Mm.
But let us know in the comments what yours is and what we missed. If you disagree with any of ours, if you think we're deranged, if you're happy about Cars Land and Disney World and you think we're being a-holes about that, let us know. But until then, we're gonna give you what you promised.
Oh yeah.
The horse is the white of the eyes and dark within.
I'll die back.
Got a light.
Got a light.